Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy Maternal Health Week and happy Monday. Or should I say happy Medical Moms NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, and today I want to showcase, just for those who are listening in, medical moms of NICU, NICU moms, life after NICU moms, a little bit of what I've found with my birth story. I've had three beautiful children on earth and had many miscarriages in between births, healthy deliveries. And so I've had a lot of experience in my birth journey. But going towards the first birth, I would like to say, being 20 weeks pregnant and finding out that my oldest child had a rare diagnosis, lower urinary tract obstruction, which can be diagnosed once you have the anatomy scan every 20 weeks, or the 20 weeks you get an anatomy scan to see how your child is developing, if there's any medical challenges or conditions that we need to be aware of. And so, unfortunately, there was not much options here in Arkansas, but thankfully, my husband opened his mouth and asked for more options outside of Arkansas. And so we were medically sent over to Cincinnati Children's for more fetal care intervention. And what I love about that story is that even though I was very emotional at the time, obviously my first baby, thinking I'm halfway through my pregnancy and I'll have 20 weeks to go, but when my husband asked for the more options, it gave me hope. It gave me an opportunity to say, hey, this pregnancy is not over just yet. And so when we went to Cincinnati, it was amazing to see the medicine, the advancement of medicine, I should say. We were able to get some fluid inserted into my womb for Jaleel to practice breathing since his lungs were premature. And I was able to get a shunt placed right before 30-something weeks because the amniotic fluid was low. And so there were so many options there. And then I got steroid shots prior to my birth and then after. So it was just amazing to be able to witness that and to see the opportunity for Jaleel to persevere through his adversity with medical condition. And so I want to say that there's a lot of Black women here in Arkansas that are dying because they're not being heard, they're not being valued in their process of birth. And even after birth, they're hemorrhaging, their babies premature or passing away because there are no advancement in the medicine field. And so I am very fortunate to have a better experience, even though my child was medically complex, to go outside of my residency. So I would just ask for all those women of color that are listening, if you have challenges in your fetal care experience, ask for more options, have a doula. There is an organization that I am a member of called Ujima Maternity Network. We just had an outreach And they have them every second Saturday of each month in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and Conway, Arkansas, free of charge from 10 to 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can go on ujimamaternitynetwork.org and find out more about that organization and where your needs can be met in pregnancy as well as recovering from birth. And you will find lactation consultants, you will find birth support, you will find postpartum support and whatever you need. And so I wanted to bring that resource to the forefront as it is Black Maternal Health Week, the option that you have of support if you don't have any family or friends that are able to support you in your birthing experience and after. And so keep that in your mind. Keep that in your mind. One thing I also want to rise up is that even though I never experienced birth in my entire life, I knew that something was a little off when I was admitted to the hospital. This is close to almost 37 weeks and I was supposed to be scheduled for a C-section. Induction. I was going to have a vaginal delivery. Thank God. I didn't think I had that option, but the OB said I had the option to still do a vaginal delivery, which I was so thankful for because I thought with Jalil's medically complex challenges that I was going to have a C-section. And so thankfully that was not the case. But what I did notice is that I was restless. I could not sleep in the hospital bed. I was pacing the floor all night before Jaleel, the day before he was born. And I was just restless, pacing. And I asked the nurses to check because I was getting non-stress tests based on the amniotic fluid being low and frequent ultrasounds, more frequent ultrasounds than normal healthy pregnancies. And so I was under the radar a lot, just making sure everything was going okay. But something was super off. And so I was just like, I can't sleep. Can y'all please check my ultrasound to see if I'm having contractions? Because I could not sleep the whole night. And so they didn't see any active labor signs. And then shortly after, they gave me some breakfast the next morning and I threw it completely up. And at that point, I asked if the doctor could check my cervix because I didn't even get checked to see where I was. And so I was very curious because I knew I was close to having a baby. I just didn't know what was going on with me. And so the OB came in and checked my cervix and that was 3 centimeters. And then after that, you know, she said she was going to come back in another hour or so and check me again. If I'm 5 centimeters, we're having a baby now. And so she came back and I was 5 centimeters. So they rushed me up to labor and delivery, the 9th floor. And long story short, Jaleel was born after 13 hours of progression with a birthing experience. He was born healthy and strong at 1:44 in the morning. And so I'm so grateful for a healthy birth experience in the midst of the medical intervention we had to do. Now, as soon as he was born, he was rushed over to the ICU, NICU, because he still has some issues with his breathing. And Dad had went over with him in the ambulance so that I would know what was going on while I was recovering from birth. And so I wanted to share that story as is Black Maternal Health Week. Some of the things that I learned in my first birthing experience was to know your body. Even if you don't know exactly what's going on, keep speaking up until someone hears you. And so thankfully, I didn't have a lot of pushback. The nurses was able to get a hold of the OB and she checked me. Had she not checked me, I wouldn't know I was going into active labor. But I knew something was not right the whole time. I did not have the pain I was feeling and just the surges in my body and my abdomen and stomach. I just felt so uncomfortable laying in the hospital bed. And so that whole night I was pacing the floor. And then when I vomited, I was like, okay, something's going on. And so look for things that you normally don't see. Bring that up to your birth team. I don't care how much you sound like a broken record. It matters. It's life-saving. Dads, please, please advocate for your partner, for your wives. We need you, even in the times that we are struggling, to bring life. there's a lot of times where I was out of breath, in and out, just tired of the birthing experience. And so having my husband nearby to just be of support to me in any way possible matters. And if you see something that's not right, speak up for your wife. That you are, you know her best, you know your partner best, and your voice matters. It literally can save a life and save your child as well as your partner, your wife. And so I wanted to highlight some of the wisdom jewels that I've learned in my own experience with my first birth. And then hopefully I will be able to share more as this month continues to progress forward about my second and third births. So stay tuned. I hope this message helps. If you are new to Medical Moms and NICU podcast, we welcome you. We thank you for listening. We pray that you will be continue to be safe as we're still in a pandemic. Even though the numbers have went down, we're still in a pandemic. So be safe. If you feel like you're not well, do not go out in huge gatherings. Just stay home. It's not worth it. Call in if you're not feeling well. Just do something that can help you stay safe in this weird climate that we're in. The weather has changed from winter to spring. Pollen's in the air. There's a lot of allergies, a lot of sinus congestion going on. I've been battling it. My family has. So just be safe. Be safe. We invite you to look on our new website, medicalmomsandnicu.com, where you can find more resources to navigate the medical system with ease. You can also work with me closely, get a 15-minute free consultation so that I can help serve you as a medical mom and NICU or life after NICU. Whatever I can do to help your journey, I will do it. And we also have a lovely children's book that we just published a year ago, TKO CKD, My Fight to Live Round 1. On behalf of my oldest son, my kidney-wearing cancer fighter, and newly autistically awesome child. So please support that project as we will be publishing books on his life journey, as we know that there's a lot of life lessons that he can encourage medical complex miracles all over the world. So we invite you to support that project as well. And there is just so much on my website that you just have to take a look. But in the meantime, reshare this podcast to any mom that you know is struggling with NICU life, after NICU life, or just have a child that has special needs. Invite them to listen in. I try to be as sweet and effective as possible with this podcast until I add more guests to this platform. Right now, we're in the transition of moving. Real soon, in the next couple months, we'll be moving to a new city in Arkansas. And so there's been a lot of shifts happening behind the scenes. But as soon as we get into our new place and we get everything unpacked and organized, I look forward to having more dialogue with some of the NICU moms in our Medical Mom Unity on Facebook, as well as my husband, because his voice is definitely valuable to this space. And I just want to feature him for a change to see how he's processing as we're both healing from the medical challenges that we've faced with our oldest son in particular. And they're continually happening in different ways. So it's not like we've arrived. Since Julio has a kidney transplant, there's been some things that have popped up on the radar that we are still navigating with. So we don't pretend to know everything, but what we do know, we will share. So thank you so much for your support. Like and follow Medical Moms and NICU on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and watch all the videos that we have posted on our YouTube, which can also help you as well, Medical Moms and NICU. So I'm excited for this new spring shift, and I hope you have a safe, safe rest of the school year with your children if they're in the hospital. Continue to lean on the social workers, continue to lean on the care team so that you can be served well while they're admitted, and finding a level of care that can customize their needs. You are their best advocate, so don't forget. And in the midst of you taking care of your precious medically complex miracle, don't forget to take care of you in some way or shape or form. Right now, I'm just sitting here watching the birds chirp outside in a nice, nice shopping area of Arkansas waiting for a store to open. But do what you can. 15 minutes of fresh air. It matters to your mental health. I actually have a couple appointments for therapy. One's individualistic and the other one's couples therapy. So I welcome therapy. This is a new year for me to embrace the help that I can receive as I'm still grieving the loss of my dad and my aunt. And so it's okay to get therapy, even though you're religious or you're committed to a certain faith belief. It's okay to have therapy as a secondary way of healing. There's nothing wrong with it. It took me some time to realize that, but it's very therapeutic and the therapist can give you action steps that can help benefit your life moving forward. So I invite you to check resources online and find a therapist that fits your needs. Psychology Today was recommended by a dear sister, and I found a therapist on there. So I'm really excited. And I hope that you have a blessed day. And remember to take care of you. And you are more than capable of handling your child's medical complex care. Until the next episode, take care.